Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go out to the hotline and welcome in our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker, where our calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. And Ross, we'll get to your thoughts on the Chiefs and, of course, what they did against Cincinnati, in particular, what Kingsley's performance looked like after getting pulled from the game. But I wanted your player perspective on the situation in Miami. You were at the game for Westwood One last Thursday when Tua, of course, went out with a concussion. We saw the very scary situation yet again. He's going to IR. I think it's easy for me to just sit here and say, all right, dude, just take the money, retire, walk away. But you played the game, and I can't imagine being in that situation when that's your entire life and that's all you've done. What were you at on that situation?
Yeah, it's such a good point because, you know, I have such a different perspective now that I'm 45 and have a couple of kids and have realized that life can be really rewarding and really fruitful after football. You know, that's a lot easier to say now than it is when you're in your 20s and it's been your identity your entire life. Now, my situation was different than Tua's. I was 28. It was my seventh year, and I hurt my neck against the Ravens. I herniated my C5, C6, bruised a spinal cord. And I said to the doctor, you know, what do you think? And he said, I think you're 28, and you went to Princeton. You should get a real job. Which, by the way, shout out to Dr. Schuller. I still haven't gotten a real job.
Nope, just this fake one.
Yeah, but in all sincerity, it was such a weird situation because on the one hand, it was like I felt relief because, guys, I would have kept playing until no team wanted me or until a doctor said I shouldn't play anymore. So in the same instant, I felt a small sense of relief that it was almost like, okay, this is one of the ways I could retire, is if a doctor told me it was time. But then at the exact same moment, a total loss of identity. You know how there's always guys that are like, you know, football's what I do, but it's not who I am. And like, they go out of your way, they go out of their way to tell you all their other interests. So, I mean, I had other interests. I did internships when I was in the NFL and stuff. But I liked that my identity was being a football player. I always wanted to be a football player. My first memory was going to a Penn State game when I was 5 years old, and I said to my parents, this is what I'm going to do. And so it's kind of crazy to just snap your fingers, and that's over. It's over. You know, for 20 years, people look at you as a football player. They say, there's Ross Tucker, the football player, whatever, and then it's just over. And so I think that's a tough perspective for someone like Tua, who ostensibly will have a choice to make here. But I would also say, you know, he's achieved lifetime financial security now, right? So I think you have to take a really long look at why he would still be playing. So because the game ends, I think the further removed you get from it, you realize that the game ends for everybody at some point. Most people, it's when they're 18. You know, a little bit more, a less group, it's like when they're 22, and then a lot of us in our 20s, some people in their 30s, and then like a couple guys in their 40s. So if you operate with the parameter that it's going to end at some point, and then you realize you've achieved financial security, then you have to really ask yourself, why would he still be playing? Like, would he still be playing for the love of the game? I mean, that sounds good, but you don't want to put that ahead of the love of your wife and two children, like Tua has. Would you be playing to win a championship? I would love to have a long conversation with him and just hear the way he's thinking about it or what he's looking at. I can tell you, 45-year-old, like my brain, I would definitely not play again if I were him. I'd like to think that if I were 26 and in his shoes, I would not play anymore. I would think better of it, but I don't know that for sure.
When you look at the rest of the league, some of this is because quarterbacks like Tua aren't available. But I've been reading all about it, Ross, trying to figure out what's been going on with the league-wide offensive problem. So somebody suggested it's just the cover two defenses, and I've seen someone suggest it's a step further than that. It's the way these offenses set aside their plan to attack them this year and why that plan is just straight up not working. What do you attribute it to? No one's scoring touchdowns. Everyone's bad in the red zone. Offense is down across the board. Why do you think it is?
I think it's, as always, a number of factors. Number one, I would say there's a general trend year after year of less time in the preseason, less practice, with an emphasis on putting a premium on as healthy as possible for the opener. And that's fine, but that does come at a cost, I think, a little bit of precision and efficiency. In general, early in seasons, defenses are going to be ahead of offenses. And I think that's especially pronounced with the less work that these offenses are getting. You know, what I tell people all the time is, on defense, you can have a couple guys screw up, but if Derek Thomas gets a sack or Chris Jones gets sacked, like, nobody even notices. On offense, if any one guy screws up, and you guys saw this a bunch against Cincinnati, if any one guy screws up, that play is not going to work. And so I think especially early, given the lack of continuity, chemistry, practice time, all those things, you're going to have more offenses where one guy messes up, there's a penalty, or he gets beat, or whatever, doesn't run the right route, and so the offensive play is ineffective as a result. I would also say, and I first started to hear this like 3 or 4 years ago, all of the data, all of the analytics now suggests that by far the two biggest determining factor in the outcome of games, one is turnovers. We all kind of already knew that. The other one is explosive plays. So these defensive coordinators, they are obsessed with limiting explosive plays. One reason, by the way, why a lot of teams are running it pretty effectively. It used to be, you got to stop the run. You got to stop the run. Now it's like, hey, you know what? Why do you have to stop the run? I mean, it's nice to stop the run, but what you really have to do is you have to stop points and you have to stop explosive plays. And so teams are doing a pretty darn good job of that.
We're talking to Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. Our Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. So the Chiefs are 2-0. We all acknowledge they have not played their best football. They continue to find ways to win. Patrick Mahomes wasn't sharp in the win. And coming out of that game, the biggest story, honestly, other than the injury to Pacheco, is what they're doing at left tackle. We asked you last week about Kingsley, and now I'm curious to get your perspective on his performance that got him pulled from the game in favor of Wanya Morris. And as of right now, Andy Reid has not committed to who's going to be left tackle on Sunday night.
Well, there's a bunch there. I mean, one of which is just body language. It felt like Kingsley was losing his confidence during the game. It's a really bad spot for an offensive lineman to be in. Really bad, and it's understandable. He's a young player. He's a rookie. First real taste of the NFL, and he's going against a guy in Trey Hendrickson who's very, very good. Now, I was a little bit disappointed and thought the Chiefs could have done more, especially early in the game, to help Kingsley, to help him settle in, to help him build some confidence, because I do think he has the talent and athletic ability to be able to do it. But now you have to wonder where he's at mentally and whether or not they're better off going with Wanya Morris. And, you know, I mean, if you can get a left tackle like Wanya that scores a touchdown, you know, every week, that is really helpful.
Well, but if he's starting, then he can't catch touchdowns, you know. Ross, you're taking that away from him.
No, I thought he looked okay when he got out there. I would imagine, we'll see. They don't want to ruin Kingsley mentally, but I think you could ruin Kingsley mentally either way, right? You bench him, that's tough, he doesn't start. But if you throw him right back out there and he struggles again, then that's not good either. So they're in a unique situation there. The thing I would tell you is you can scheme offensively to protect someone or protect a position. Now, you're going to lose some other things as a result, right? Like if you slide to the left tackle every time, well, then, you know, Juwan Taylor and Trey Smith are going to be one-on-one, and the defense is going to know it, and that puts more stress on them. Or if you're going to have, you know, Kelsey or Samaje Perine chip, well, that helps, but then you're going to have a guy late getting out to his route. So there's a give and take with everything. I just think I would start that with securing the block for the left tackle before you worry about anything else.
When you look at the – so I don't disagree, but I guess the one other thing I want to ask about Kingsley is Mitchell Schwartz, former offensive tackle here, Andy, and even Kingsley himself seem to think it was more of a technique problem than a skill issue, talking about the way he uses his arms in order to defend those guys. Is that an easy fix, in your opinion, in the middle of the season? Can you change technique things that would make you better in that area?
You can definitely get better with your technique, but it's not like an overnight success. It's not as easy as people think. And you could watch any play and you could say, you know, if that guy had better technique, he wouldn't have gotten beat. I mean, what separates a lot of guys in the NFL, like Mitchell, for example, is his technique was, like, impeccable. You know, I mean, Kingsley's a better physical specimen, height, weight, speed, all those things, athleticism, than Mitchell was. But Mitchell was a technician. You know, so it's easy to say, oh, if he just gets his technique better. I mean, yeah, if I got my technique better, I would have been a better player, and I worked on it every day, seemingly all day, but I still never got it where I wanted it to be. You know, I still never got it to the level where I could have been the type of player that I wanted to be. So I think on some level, yes, you can improve technique, and yes, some of it was technique. I didn't like his set, but he was turning his shoulders too early. But that's also what happens when you get beat, and I don't know that he's going to be able to fix it that quickly.
Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider. He joins us every Wednesday throughout the NFL season. We appreciate it, man. We'll be checking in next week.
Yeah, sounds great. Great talk.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase.
Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
With you guys.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.